right away. Because it's absolutely, shocking. It is gripping. Let me read the title again. It's by Scorchafal, as reported to her Russian subscribers. Now, I'm going to look into the authenticity. I'm going to look into more of this. I've listened to the reports, but here's the title. Mysterious Ritual, performed by United States military forces in Babylon, raises concerns of Muslim and Russian Orthodox religious leaders. Now listen to what it says. Russian intelligence analysts are reporting today on a bizarre religious ritual being performed by elements of the United States military, including some of their top leaders, in the closed military zone of the ancient city of Babylon in Iraq. Seen by Russian satellite photos taken over the area around Babylon, these reports state that the Americans have constructed a nearly 1 kilometer circle around the massive excavation of a Babylonian feathered serpent in an apparent ritual relating to the ancient objects they are about to unearth, and have stationed, giant U.S. military cargo aircraft to bring to the United States, and which they have apparently been waiting to do on the specific date of April 16th. Now, this is an older report, and let me just say right now that as I'm looking into this and going to study a little bit more behind the scenes, it's not beyond the dark side to seek U.S. military, to seek military systems, whether Russian, whether military, anywhere in the world, the old Nazis, and lead them to believe that powers can be obtained, that there can be a weaponization of these dark forces, that they can be harnessed and used in a military capacity. That's exactly what military applied satanic ritual release demonstrated in Revelation 16 is all about. That's what the ancient sacrifice of a military king's son on the city wall, so that powers would come down on the soldiers so they could defeat Israel. That's in 2 Kings chapter 3. My friends, it is October the 11th, Monday night, 2010. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. We've got a series this week that, some are going to say, I don't even want to listen to it. I've heard this over the years. There are those that want to deny the existence of such radical evil as this. There are those that just don't want to hear about the devil. They don't want to hear about what's going on really around them. And let me say right now, to sound the alarm, that is vital that we understand that even the body of Christ has closed their eyes in an unbiblical way to the presence of, the growth, the agenda, the reality of satanic presence and powers, and how they get here, and how they are summoned and brought across. The number one way, as always in ancient days to this day, human sacrifice. So we're going to get into the blood and guts of satanic rituals in the United States of America. When I brought out the seminar teaching on 500 million satanic rituals in the USA, and also in the countries, Russia, Europe, England, Canada, Australia, across the board, I'm going to tell you right now, there's a reason for the chaos, reason for the economic declines, reason for the environmental collapses and calamity. There's a reason for the political unrest. There's a reason for the violence. There's a reason for that dark presence in the air, the ominous thing that says all hell is about to break loose. On the website, ShatterTheDarkness.net, front page, satanic rituals in the USA and in your country. So for all those downloading in Germany and France and Holland and Russia, across the board, we're going to say the same thing. Satanic rituals. those in the United States, those in Canada, but specifically the United States right now, you have no idea of the amount of satanic rituals done in the hidden places, double basements, caverns, secret places. It is the number one way to bring the powers, well, on that side of the veil, on over to this side. On the front page, shatterthedarkness.net, here's what it says. Quote, satanic rituals may be going on in your backyard. Really? These rituals are old and being done in numbers off the scales. What is the main goal? To summon the dark powers and bring them to this side. How they summon is of massive importance. Human sacrifice. Why do they do it? Well, these bloody rituals are done for themselves, for their use. But the greater issue is why the dark side is seeking to cross over at all. The dark powers have and will come to our side in off-the-scale numbers. They really do affect lives, families, cities, nations. They are and will be sought for the personal. Listen, personal, military, and destructive capacities. Why so many rituals? Will they help open the doors for the coming dark chaos? Will politicians be influenced and even seek their dark promises? And why is there so much denial, refusal to know about this underground lethal river? What about satanic ritual warfare, demons being sent against the church? Is the church alert, aware, armed, and can it move into powerful action? Well, listen, that's what we're going to talk about this week, Monday night, here, October the 11th. We're going to touch on ancient rituals and dark powers. We're going to look at some of the past and the reasons for them. We're not talking about something obscure that's never been there, that it's, you know, finding a little fragment here, a little fragment there. This is off the scales when you study the past, let alone what's now. And for all those who are biblically literate, those who have studied the prophecies that show that massive, unprecedented manifestation of demonic powers not only is here right now, but will become off the scale as never before in human history. And, my dear friends, the demonstrative effect, the manifested effect with counterfeit signs, wonders, miracles, the secret power of lawlessness, spirits that masquerade as angels of light, and that literally deceive, as Jesus said, would deceive many. There is a goal, there is a plot, and listen, that's part of the work that we do. That might be the reason you're listening. If by the providence of God you've come in, you've gotten this live, or you're getting this as an archive, then may the hand of God bring insight and help. May the compassion of the living Christ embrace you. I pray unashamedly for your salvation, that God would touch your life. Whether Satanist, Luciferian, elitist, down, deep, hidden in the underground places, there in Roma, in Palatine, in and throughout all of that ancient belly of the beast. And what about the nations of Iraq and Kuwait and Iran, and where the old Persian Empire, the prince of the power, listen, this Persian prince in the territorial sense. What about the place where the Nephilim roamed, where watchers, B'nai Elohim, came down and grab the women? Where the Nephilim and the second generation and on, where the ancient tribes, the Moabites and all the rest, where they conjured the spirits, the place where Satan fell, that ground that has been polluted and grabbed, the artifacts, the old temples, the demonized objects, the spirits that are waiting and summoning and calling and working for mere mortals to come near, to hear, and to once again open gateways that should never, ever be opened. You've got to understand how the dark side works. They're going to open up every ancient gateway. They're going to look for every single door, whether be it the Mayans, be it other excavation places around the world, the ancient temples. Listen, it's all coming down, backbred Nephilim, direct Nephilim, the presence. Now, when I say all of this, I say it on the basis of our research, of our engagement, of the current scene that we see, but also on the basis of the urgent biblical prophetic revelation in the future as God begins to unleash wrath. This is after the chaos, after the Antichrist, after all of that. God suspends the release of the wrath of God on the beast kingdom. The book of Revelation. And you're going to read that in the future, hundreds of millions of people will not repent, will not turn to God, because they're going to be literally sold out to Pharmakeion, to magic arts and the worship of demons. We, you and I, the world around us right now, all of past history has never, will never see a day that has been predicted. It will be off the scales, off the charts, demonic presence. Listen, some people have said, you know, listen, we don't want to talk about the demons. We don't want to talk about the dark side. We don't want to talk about that. Well, you're not going to shut down the Lord Jesus Christ as he brings revelation on the dark side, are you? We're not going to shut down the Spirit of God that brings the most accurate and urgently given biblical revelation and prophetic revelation concerning the last days. We're not going to sit back and just simply let all of this massive intel of God and what he brings as a warning be literally buried, are we? You've got to understand that the days that we live in and what's happening right now, well, they have a connection to ancient Babylon. Future global Babylon, the home of demons. Read it, Revelation 18. The most manifested, the most infested, the most, listen, as far as the dark side is concerned, you can't get any more manifestation. It is the pinnacle of the power of darkness from that side to this side. And we are on the way. Now, listen, let me stop here for a moment. We've got a quarter after six on a Monday night. And for those who are new listening, this is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. We do a series every week. This week, the title of the theme, Satanic Rituals in the USA, subpoint, and in your country too. So let me say to the Europeans, let me say to the Russians, let me say to the Canadians, let me say to those in Australia, that not only have the satanic rituals doubled, tripled, quadrupled, and are they there? The secret, supernaturally laced, secret power of lawlessness. You've read it, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Let's not be blind to what God has revealed. Let's not be in denial of what reality is out there. Listen, skeptics and fearmongers that will not even talk about it, never, they just simply don't have the ability to help anybody. They don't have the ability to discern. They don't have the ability to bring out and tell you and bring the warning. And so let us take this week in the midst of, listen now, in the midst of a major week where a listing of satanic rituals. Now, I'm doing this starting on October the 11th. On Wednesday of this week, listen carefully. On Wednesday of this week, now listen, for all the undergrounders, you Satanists, the chosen ones, others that are there listening, monitoring, reconning the show, that's fine. They will all tell you, anybody working in this field will all tell you, the rituals have already begun. The search for victims and children and others, well, that's already begun. The breeding for sacrificial victims, That's already done. Starting October 13th. You can read it on any satanic ritual calendar, but just as far as the noted ones, the 13th to the 30th, preparation for All Hallows Eve, Samhain, abduction, holding, and ceremonial preparation of individuals for human sacrifice. October 28th through the 30th, Satanist High Holy Day. As related, it is the time of human sacrifice each day. October 30th and 31st, now I'm quoting all of this information right off of a, satanic, ritualistic calendar. We come to the 30th, 31st, All Hallows Eve, Halloween night, blood and sexual rituals and so forth, animal, human sacrifice. November 1st, Satanist High Holy Day, human sacrifice, all the way to November 4th. It's not over on All Hallows Eve. It's not over on Halloween. And I know that the public is going to give candy, and I know that New Agers will charge crystals, and I know that Wiccans and Pagans and Druids and others will do their bonfires and celebrate other things and help open the doors of that thin veil that separates their side from this side. But on November the 4th, it's listed as Satanic Revels. The use of girls between the ages of 7 and 17. Tuesday, tomorrow night, we'll deal with the Black Mass, rituals of destruction, chaos and death, summoning the dark entities. Wednesday night, 6 p.m., rituals in the U.S. And we will list some. We will bring out some of the cases that we've been involved in. Can it affect national security? I want the Russians to clearly listen to what your national security leader has said, and we will bring that out Wednesday night. Now, Wednesday night, special Ragged Edge show. We're going to have where you can send in questions, and you can be in the chat room. That's at 7 p.m. We'll have some a guest call-in that's been involved in satanic rituals. Thursday night, the 14th, current stats, the statistics. It will just simply blow our minds. And we're going to go into it, and we're going to touch on the series that I've done, and we're still doing and adding to Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. There's a reason for that. Listen now, it's not time to go watch Oprah. It's not time, you know, to go, you know, do something else. Believers in Christ need to understand, based on biblical revelation, biblical prophecy, and the realities of that dark side, that the reason for the manifested advances all the way to Armageddon is the summoning, release of real satanic powers. Demons that carry the abilities, the powers. Listen, anyone who is biblically minded, simply go study tonight. Revelation 16. Look at the beast, and look at the dragon, and look at the false prophet, and the release of demons, and the targeting of military and political leaders. And this is the power behind the coming Armageddon. This is the power behind the development of planetary defense weapon systems. This is the power breathing down the necks of warmongers and those who will play the game of false flag and those who will unleash the fear and the need for more weapons and more weapons and more weapons. Listen to the soldiers. Listen to the soldiers coming back from the Middle East. Dark presence, dark powers, depression, oppression, suicidal tendencies. Should it shock us that on the very grounds of human sacrifice, Nephilim, of ancient tribes of old Babylon, the very grounds where the territorial spirit, the Prince of Persia, operated. You think they've gone away? You think the demons have died? You think the spirits that wanted men and women to worship? They are waiting where they've been buried. The gateways, the doorways, the ritual objects, the artifacts. So I'm going to say a warning to all military leadership. to those ancient black flame Nazis. You know the truth. You know how it works. You spread it around the world. Listen, those that would seek by the finding of ancient ritual manuals, oh, not bound by cardboard, old leathers, but bound by human skin, whose ink has been infused with ritually charged human sacrificial blood. Ancient rituals guided by spirits in detail, laying out to the ritual workers how to summon the dark gods, small g, the powers, how to appease them, how to open the doors, how to call on their names. Well, we're going to deal with that again Thursday night, Friday night, the foretold future satanic rituals, mother of all rituals, coming soon to the world that you and I live in. Now, listen, this is for the weak. This is for the strong. This is about asking that God bring the spirit of power and grace and might and fearlessness to every single believer in Christ. It is time that you do not live in the shadows and do not live in the fears and do not hide. It is time for, the righteous to be as bold as a lion. It is time, for leaders, Nehemiahs and Daniels and Esthers and Deborahs, to take their stand. It is time for a David to be completely incensed by a Goliath, a Nephilim, spouting blasphemies against God and bringing human transmutation, demonization to lives, to families, to tribes, to entire nations. The goal in the ancient days is to transmute humanity to the degree that they don't even exist. Well, there's the promise of the bloodline, of the human bloodline, because Christ, Messiah, would come in human flesh. There's got to be humans, but the agenda of the other side, do you know the tactics? Do you know the strategy? Do you know what they're really doing? So with urgency, I will come tonight. With urgency, all of this week, I will bring information. I will come with recorded audio from individuals that have called the new Shatter the Darkness Alert Line. That's right. Brand new Shatter the Darkness Alert Line. We've got it on the website. And here's what it says. I want to make it very clear. You can leave an anonymous message for us to use this month. I may bring up your info question to the live radio program. I might even bring the live audio and use it in broadcast. No names will ever be mentioned. No one's going to answer the phone. It'll go straight to a message center. It's secure. It's only ours. Nobody's going to call back or bother you or contact you in any way. Just call and leave the live message. Now, I'm asking many thousands and thousands of possible SRA DID victims. It's time for you to call in. For counselors, police officers, and soldiers, any person who knows about satanic rituals going on, to call in and leave a message. What do you want everyone else to know about satanic rituals? Anyone who's been in or a part of or worked at or been victims of, or even the perpetrators of the ritual at Bohemian Grove or places like it. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time to take the lid off? It's going to be ugly. It's going to look messy. It's going to look horrific. And so I pray for the Spirit of God and of power and boldness and the blood of Christ over all that listen. I pray that out of this week, some believers in Christ will be incensed of the rise of radical evil, that they will stand up to say, "Here am I, God send me." Like David, who could not stand the mockery, flowing from the demonized Goliath or the Nephilim Goliath. There is a Goliath. We've only seen the tip of the iceberg, but the dark, broad, wide, off the scale satanic iceberg, well, it's all there. It's all there surfacing. Little by little, as it bulges at the seams for the coming chaos. There is no coming chaos. There is no coming anarchy without this building up of the powers to push and push at the politicians, at those in the world of economics, to push and to push to influence the masses, to prepare with precursors New Agers, 2012ers, to guide in a masqueraded, a plotted, planned, masqueraded way, remote viewers, astral projectors, those receiving messages from the other side, the synchronicity of the voices of ancient and powerful beings, well, it's all ringing out clear. The possessed are here in numbers off the scales, all over Europe, all over the United States. That's why believers in Christ have noticed it. That's why more books on spiritual warfare and on deliverance have been written in the last 25 years than in ever of the history of the entire church. And more needs to be said. Do you know about satanic rituals? Do you know about satanic ritual warfare? Do you know about a coven in your city summoning powers, targeting the churches that they have calculated to be strong and powerful and that they need to shut down? Have you understood their desire to attack and compromise leaders? Do you understand they release demon powers into the air around so as to bring a oppression over a region, over a city? Do you understand it's not just one life, one family line, not just one city, not even just one nation? The biblical revelation tells us that the growth of the demonized Babylonian system will be global, unprecedented, far beyond the days of Daniel 2,600 years ago. 56 temples, demon gods and goddesses. All we've looked at, you can look at the ancient rituals. You can look at the old sacrificial systems. You can look in the old days. You can look at the days when magical rituals were done, when Shamash and Marduk and Nebo and Anu and so many others were called upon. Going back to the days of Samaria, to the days of Babylon. Going around the world and see the ziggurats, the ancient temples, Nephilim architecture, demonically guided architecture, temples in their architecture, spiritually communicated and guiding that development. Do you understand where these visions for temples, for an entire civilization like the Mayans, and the thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of human lives? The heads rolled, the blood was spilled, the guts were pulled out, the children were burned and melted, all to the gods and goddesses. Quetzalcoatl is seen in one picture I've got here, putting a ritual sacrificial knife into the eye and skull of a human being. If you understand what they did in the past, you may understand the Old Testament a little bit better. You may understand that the tribes and the nations that fought Israel again and again and again, trying to annihilate them, trying to literally shut the door on God's manifest work, God operative, you know, back in a fallen, broken world. Listen, I don't know if we understand. I don't know if we really understand the level of this. Can I read you something? Here's the title, Auction for Human Skin-Bound Book. Auction for Human Skin-Bound Book. Now, I've heard about this many, many times over. Years and years of dealing with undergrounders. In their descriptions of the rituals, of the twilight languages, of the arrival of the dark presence, of the effect on those in the robes, the reason for the human sacrifice, the reason for prolonging the torture and raising the human energies, literally, in one sense, bringing the blood to a kind of boil, supercharged. It's as if not only does it attract, whether it's some kind of, human agony aroma, blood, salt, crystals, however you look at it. The demons come, they attach, they infest the tortured, dying, human, sacrificial victim. Oh, have I seen slides of it at the police department, at the police academy? Hundreds. Throughout the 90s, yes, I've seen slide after slide. Anybody can get a book called The Satan Hunter by law enforcement agent Tom Wedge. And he was really, in the beginning, one that knew the most, but literally, he barely scratched the tip of the iceberg of satanic ritual crime. Of the blood and guts of human bodies, let alone how they dispose of them. Howbeit, United States of America, 4 million claim they were victims of satanic ritual abuse. They all, if they were, have seen and participated in human sacrifice. They know the smells. They know the sounds. They know the presence of the dark side. They know the super secrecy. They know the fear. They have watched the supernatural powers appear. They've discussed with me ancient books being brought out where the rituals include in the ink charged ritual human blood. And the book is bound by sacrificial victim's skin. Oh, that's check it out, London. Check it out in some of the oldest libraries of the world. They're there. I'm reading an article right now, quote, a rare book believed to be bound in human skin will go up for auction in South Yorkshire, England on Sunday. It's titled A True and Perfect Relation of the whole proceedings against the late most barbarous traitors, Garnett, a Jesuit, and his confederates. Was printed in 1606, is likely bound in human skin of the executed Jesuit priest, Father Henry Garnett, who is the subject of the text. That's one of many others. I have seen in law enforcement academy training rooms, tables, human skulls, human bones, robes, knives, candles, symbols, confiscated materials. Horrifically looking materials. Materials have been brought to me over the years. Unbelievable. One I will never forget. A powerful Psi warrior coming out of Fort Bragg, deeply entrenched in the ancient brotherhood. Inside, many personalities, many dark powers, the ability to speak in multiple languages. Someone who understood and was looking into time travel, physics, all of the latest stuff. the one that shared the concepts of ritual summoning and the targeting of churches, the sending of powers, the infiltration of the body of Christ, what they and millions of others that have been created since the 50s have been trained, programmed, demonized to do. Bringing a load of stuff to burn. Ancient, old, big pot where blood, dried, dark, blackened blood left. A little wooden box when you open it up, a human being, naked little human man-like. A little human toy. It was anatomically correct. It was a toy whose hands had been tied behind his back. It had the ritual. It had all the ritual tools that a real ritual would have. It was literally a practicing kit for children being raised in the old black flame, the ancient brotherhood. I'm going to tell you right now that thousands of real satanic, ritually abused individuals throughout Russia, Europe, England, Canada, United States, Australia, they can tell you all these stories. I think the lid should be ripped wide off the hinges. I think that there should be massive exposure in obedience to Ephesians chapter 5. Expose evil deeds of darkness. How can you expose what you don't know? And if you're afraid to look, and if you won't read the literature, and if you won't be a part of letting God show what is going on behind the supernaturally laced satanic curtain. You want Bible? Ezekiel 8. Behind that satanic curtain, there were rituals going on, serpent worship going on, deep in the caverns, in the city of God, in the nation of God, right where the prophet lived, and nobody knew. And I'm going to tell Americans right now, in your city, satanic rituals have been going on. You've got one satanic, ritually abused person you can find? Guaranteed coven exists. And they're the kind of coven, bloodline to ancient Europe. They know the stuff. They know the ancient rituals. They know the ancient ways. They are laced in layers of supernatural power, dark power, and it cannot be penetrated by man. You're going to have to get before God and pray in your city and ask God to take the sword of the Lord, in a sense, and cut in and through. That is, if you and I, as people that claim to be believers in the living Christ, that is, if we don't sit around biting our fingernails, afraid that the boogeyman's coming after us. Aren't you sick of the fear? Aren't you sick of the trepidation? Aren't you sick of the timidity? There are millions of victims. There are millions of victims glued to the New Age movement. And the wave after wave after wave of satanic blanketing will come. Everyone's been correct about the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst is going to be unleashed. But just knowing about that, sitting in a corner with a can of corn, surely isn't what God would want. David didn't sit in the corner with a can of corn hiding from Goliath. Nehemiah didn't sit in the corner with a can of beans hiding from those that came to threaten their lives as they rebuilt temple. Gideon didn't hide. Samson didn't hide. Deborah didn't hide. Esther didn't hide. Listen to me. In the name of Jesu Christu, whose blood has cleansed you, the Spirit of God dwells inside of you. You are not just loved by God, indwelt by God, secure in Christ. You not only know the living Christ as a believer in Jesus. I'm not appealing to those that don't know. I'm not appealing to spiritual seekers. You don't have the authority. You don't have the right. You don't have the Spirit of God inside of you to see the difference. New Agers can't help. Remote viewers can't do it. 2012ers will be caught up in the precursors that lead to the Antichrist. I'm talking to believers born of the Spirit of God. Greater is the one that dwells within you than he who dwells. You know, the prince of the power of the air, operative. And all of hell is being unleashed to seduce and steal as much of humanity as possible. And yet we have the mission of God, the power of God, the word of God, the gospel of God, the signs and wonders of God, the hand of God, the living Christ. We've got all of heaven to back what it is God's mission is. And that is for the salvation of lives, even in these days. Maybe you don't want it, but I'm seeking revival. I'm seeking God's power to strike. I want to win the next person over there to Jesus. I want to engage the Satanists, engage the New Agers. I make no bones about it. I make no apologies. I'm not ashamed to say, God's love compels me to love humanity. God loves sinners. It is God in Christ by his blood that turns sinners into saints. Now I will ask you tonight, in a very urgent week, what it is you're going to do with what you're hearing. What it is you're going to do in this month of October 2010, when everybody on the spiritual scales are saying that in the next year, the next 2 years, everything may change. The great chaos may unleash. The end of things. The rise of Antichrist. And listen, if we are on that moment in history when these doors will open, the words of Jesus of the unprecedented, the absolute off-the-scale, unprecedented days, well, they're here. And I'm going to tell you, and my report from the trenches, is that there is no advance to any of this without the manifest satanic powers, whether masqueraded as light or lethally raw, the bloody power demons. That power needs to be here to do the work. That power needs to be here to grip the politician, the economists, to grab the world and push it towards. You know what it is. I know what it is. Luciferic globalism. And it burns my britches that they will sacrifice a child and eat it. It burns my britches that there are so many victims with programming and subpersonalities that are fighting to get out of it and fighting to find wholeness, and counselors and workers are giving all that they've got to try to do something. In America, there's probably about 3 or 4 or more million intact, satanically, ritually produced chosen ones. Subpersonalities, they are trained in assassination, bombings, killings, subterfuge, infiltration, disinformation. They are trained, programmed, demonized, waiting. Well, some are being used, but waiting for the big call. If you think it's just another day in paradise today, then maybe it's time to quit cutting out hundreds of scripture, biblical revelation, trying to be like the three monkeys, see no evil, hear no evil, participate in no evil. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to talk about it. Well, it's very easy to shut this off. It's true. What we bring to you is the tip of the iceberg. What we have seen is so shocking that it could not be put on television. But yet, look what they put out. Look at the movies out right now, Case 39, The Devil. Look at the things that have been coming out lately, The Last Exorcism. It's all speaking about culture. Look at the movies about the end of the days and the end of the world and everything else that's going on. And yet there's an accuracy that God has given. There is revelation that God has given that is able to educate us and put you at the cutting edge of knowing and then knowing what to do, how to live in a power that has come from on high, clothed, experienced. Does the believer know the authority of Christ? Does the believer know the armor of God? Can churches get past praying for 38 seconds on a Sunday morning corporately and move to a half hour of 40 minutes of sustained, spirit-led intercession and warfare prayer? What are you going to do? Philip, one individual, Acts chapter 8, you can see what he did. So in this providential moment, in which I believe that it's the providence of God, for the Reconners, I pray the blood of Jesus, his authority, his name, the Spirit of God summon you. I ask that Jesus will destroy the demons, the power demons, those entrenched deeply in, embedded, that literally a massive power encounter by the hand of God would come to set you free and let you call on the name Jesus Christ. And when you do, there's an exchange of the lies, exchange of the filth of the dark side for the glory of God, the blood of Christ, the cleansing, and incredible, out of death, hell, and Satan's camp, and into the embrace of God. This is Monday night, October the 11th. Listen, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. We've got it spelled out for all of this week, ancient rituals and dark powers in Babylon. The ancient gods, the ancient goddesses, the sacrifices that were going on. I mean, listen, it's all over the web. I just ordered a brand new book. It's all about the rituals. I mean, you can go back to the Bible and study it again in the Old Testament days. You're going to see, maybe because it was avoided, looked over, untouched, ancient Israel was immersed in a spiritual battle that was bloody, that was massive, that was constantly beckoning and coming to them and drawing them to the point that they would... If nobody would stand up, if nobody would stop, if nobody would resist, if nobody would stand in the name of the God of heaven, Yahweh Adonai. Well, you read what occurs, 2 Kings 21:22. Manasseh sacrificed his own son on the slab, on the altar to Moloch. In human agony and pain, with bloodshed, a parent. What made him think this was okay? What made him... Listen, this is demonic didache. This is the teaching that we've been trying to tell you that convinces human beings, convinced the Mayans, convinced all across the board, convinces the Black Flame undergrounders in Europe. It convinces them to be in the deep tunnels below the Vatican. It convinces them to do the human sacrifice here, there, and everywhere to get the powers, summon the powers, bring them on over, obtain them, transfer them, release them, send them to attack their enemies, place them in the air, and then guide these underground elitists to gather the world's elite, political, economic, media, military individuals. Take them out there onto the grounds by the Russian River, United States of America, California, Bohemian Grove. There's all these world leaders. There's American presidents, senators, millionaires, media moguls, military leadership. And they're in the backwoods watching. What they think or what they are being told is a mock human sacrifice with an ancient deity, demon god totem, 40 feet up into the air, the owl sits. Hooded individuals bring the, they call it an effigy of a human being. All the victims from Bohemian Grove say it's a real human being. There are those in Bohemian Grove that know. There are those that are unwittings. But they know what they're doing. They've gathered the world's elite. They've done the ritual. They've thrown the human into the fires. They've summoned the powers. And those powers have been sent on senators, on the wealthy elite, media moguls, military people, presidents, leadership from around the world. It is literally a smaller version of what Revelation 16 and the sending of those demons to the world's political, military, economic elitists. Do you understand the scale? It is global. Do you understand the powers? They are lethal. They hate God. They hate believers in Christ. They hate Christ. These powers, well, they're getting into kids. They're getting into millions who are opening the doors and or answering the call. The other side is knocking, the other side is seeking, the other side is drawing. Those blinded, those who are questing, those who are looking for something supernatural. They have no idea that the bite releases the venom that binds the soul and the life and the mind and the heart to the dark side. And that dark side, once in or on a person, will seek more of their dark brethren. Come possess this soul. The ancient rituals of Babylon, the ancient rituals of the Mayans, every ziggurat, everything in the past, you know what's happening? It's as if the demon gods, small g, of those days that are locked into the territories are synchronizing their work and calling for researchers, filmmakers that have already got the precursors of deception, the layering of spiritual blindness. Come down to the Mayan temples. Come down and take the drugs and seek the spirits and engage. Come down and talk to the entities. Isn't this cool? Isn't this elite? Don't you want to do a documentary? Don't you want to write a book? Don't you want to sit on the steps of the Mayan temple where the heads of humans rolled and the blood of humanity flowed like a river? They want it all to occur again. Oh, and it's been occurring. That's why we're going to take this week. That's why we've done the alert line. We've just put it out. It's there today, and some calls have already come in. As we look at those calls, we will be putting those up during the week. And I'm going to say to those, and I'm going to speak specifically as an American to American citizens, but I know that Russians and Germans and Finns and Swedes and the French and many others from up to 80 countries of the world will download these kind of things in the weeks to come. Spiritually, there is a vast danger. Heaven and hell is real. God and the devil are real. Where do you stand? What side of the fence? It will become clear as the days come closer to the great chaos, the Antichrist, the abyss, and the Armageddon. Listen, you can go to shatterthedarkness.net. We've got a series called well, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, about 14 hours already of training material. When you scroll down a little ways, you're going to find where it says the new Shadow of the Darkness call-in alert line. The phone number's there and the reasons for it. You're also going to see where it says new. There's 5 10-minute MP3s that'll be unleashed for believers. Later today, we'll put up the one called Aware or Awareness. Monday, Awareness. Tuesday, Alert. Wednesday, Authority. Thursday, Armor. And Friday, Action. We're going to do all that we can. We have a series also developing called Powerful in Prayer. I'm glad that you listen. I'm glad that you participate. I'm also very glad for there are those that email and let us know. Your emails many times bring me to tears, lead me into prayer for you. And I'm sorry that I cannot get to all of them. We try. Just lately, I have given others some of the requests. And I've asked them to please, you know, pray out. But tonight will be a providential night for the live listeners everywhere. We've got requests from all the way down into Mexico, South America, for prayer mapping and materials on prayer and things that can be used. It's all free. We give it to you. I want you to hear us when we say that there is an answer, and the dark side knows it. And the angels of God who've never defected know it. But millions of, billions yet don't. My concern is about you. Are you saved? Does the Spirit of the living Christ dwell in you? Do you know God? Do you have the gift of eternal life, forgiveness? Did you know that God loves you? God knows you and God wants you. Did you know the Spirit of God is summoning you and calling and reaching out around the world, every tribe, every language, every people group? Christ died, pos anthropos, the sum total of humanity. We're going to say again tonight, this is Russ Dizdar if you're a new listener. Listen for all the information concerning us, shatterthedarkness.net, on the web. Heavy messages this week. Incredible power and grace from God. Listen, remember us in your prayers. Remember us in support. See you tomorrow night, Tuesday. God bless. Good night.